I met Noel first, and he said, what is this film we're going to make? And I didn't really know at that point, because I never... You have a vague game plan, but we hadn't really had a chance to talk about it. And it turned out, I mean, the first thing they mentioned was they had all this amazing footage of Nebworth. And obviously, I wasn't actually at Nebworth, but I was a fan at the time. I was out of the country, but I know people who were there, and everyone said that was the pinnacle for them. So it felt like, well, maybe that's a good way to end it, rather than trying to go all the way up to 2009. Mm. That was our original intention. I said, well, why don't we look at the early years, rather than trying to do everything badly, let's try and focus on that early moment. And actually, weirdly, even though we talked about doing different kind of versions of the film, that's what we stuck to. So we had a tiny bit more on the end of the original film, of the kind of the 7-8 hour cut, where we saw the disastrous tour they did in the US afterwards, and they split up again. And it was great, but it's just there's no way to try and squeeze it into 2 hour cut.
It is a some sort of meteoric rise from being like unsigned, and 3 years later selling out a couple of nights at Nebworth. It's unbelievable, really. And when you watch the film, I mean, it's got all that nostalgia in there. But I mean, the one thing it did do for me, Matt, watching the film, was it made me feel old.
Well, me too, because you don't think of your child. For me, 20 years ago, being 1996, that feels like yesterday. And I still feel like I've got two kids now, but I still feel about 16 years old. I keep on thinking social services are going to take them away from me because I'm not responsible enough. In the same way, 20 years on, it doesn't feel... I can't think back on 20 years and think, well, what's happened in that time? It feels like yesterday.
What's it like working with both Noel and Liam Gallagher? Because, I mean, historically, they've not been the best of friends, certainly in recent years. I mean, I've interviewed them both separately, and they were both absolutely delightful to deal with. What was it like trying to corral them for this particular project?
Well, it was scary initially, because I kind of instinctively I thought, exactly like you're saying, well, if we get Liam, we won't get Noel. If we get Noel, we won't get Liam. Luckily, the idea had started with Noel. Noel thought it was, 20 years on, it was time to do something, but he didn't necessarily know what that something was. And I think the first time I met him and the managers, and I had a couple of producers with me, and we were all talking. Everyone was very happy. It was like, great, we're going to make this film. And I just said, look, the elephant in the room is obviously, Oasis is more than one person. Is Liam on board? The rest of the band on board? And everyone, I guess just because everyone wants the thing to happen, they're like, yeah, don't worry about them. They're great. They're really excited. But actually, it turned out that no one knew about it. And then the process was, well, we've got to meet Liam. And luckily, exactly like you say, I think he's got this reputation. Everyone's like, well, he's pretty going to throw a deck chair at you or something like that. And actually, he was great. He sat down, he just said, that we should have made this film 10 years ago. But first of all, I don't know how you're going to make it, because I don't think any footage exists. But if you want to do it, I'm on board. And from that point on, it was great. They obviously wouldn't do interviews together. But apart from that, there weren't any kind of problems. I kept expecting something to happen, but it never did.
What was the most surprising thing you learnt when making the film?
I suppose, well, I kind of knew it as a fan. I guess we all knew it. But you need a reminding is how much love was there in the early days. So when we started talking originally, obviously they spend a lot of time slightly tongue-in-cheek slagging each other off and saying, oh, well, he said this. And there's a constant back and forth with Noel doing interviews for his albums and Liam slagging him off on Twitter. So it's got quite bitter. I mean, it is obviously it's slightly playful at times, but I think there's a lot of bitterness, especially about the way they broke up. So one of the things, I sat down with them on the first session and separately showed them some of that early footage and went, look, just try and remember what it was like back then. Don't think about the final days of Oasis. Let's think about the early days. And when you look at that footage, the first bits of footage that came in, there's so much love between those two brothers. Obviously, they find that very hard to admit because they're blokes and they're northern and all the problems they had later on. But I suppose that was the thing that I felt other people needed to be reminded, and it was nice to remind the brothers themselves.
What do you think, Matt? I mean, everybody's clamouring for Oasis to get back together. This has just fueled it even more. I mean, we were saying earlier on, they get back together, they could probably sell out Nebworth for 2 weeks now. It would be ridiculously successful. Is it ever going to happen, or are we just hoping, Matt?
I hope so. I don't see why not, in the sense that, normally one person will come out and say, look, it's never going to happen. And both brothers have said, they've never said no. So remember, I mean, I think from Liam's point of view, it's like they should never have split up. So it's one of the things where, like, Noel was like, look, I just can't deal with the hassle. But he's never said no 100%. He keeps on joking, saying, like, I'll take an obscene amount of money, or I'll take this, or I'll take that. But he's never definitively said no. So I suppose, I mean, from my perspective now, having met them and spent time with the family, and met their mum, met their brother, it feels God, it's such a crying shame for them not to become friends again, not at least to be in part, part of each other's lives. And then, you know, selfishly, from a fan's perspective, I just love to see them, you know, on the stage together, because I just think they're so great up there together. That friction, that chemistry, whatever you want to call it, is unrepeatable. I've never seen it anywhere else. So, yeah, I would hope so. But I don't think it's going to happen immediately, because Liam's off recording his new album. Noel's doing his at the moment. So, you know, that's, that process is going to take another year or two at least, I would think.
Oh, good Lord. maybe. You never know. Maybe. Matt, what are you up to next? What are you guys going to look at next? What, are you doing another documentary next? What are you up to?
Well, I'm touring with Coldplay at the moment. So we're off to Australia in a few weeks' time. Not with any particular end in mind, because we've been doing it since before they were a band. I knew them when we were at uni together. We all used to live together. So we've been doing it for 20 years as well. So they haven't really decided what we're going to do with it. But anyway, every so often they ring up and say, do you want to come into the studio? Do you want to come on tour? So that's going to be fun. And then, wow. I mean, the live show is like nothing you've ever seen. It's absolutely incredible.
It's amazing.
And then after that, we're hoping to do a drama about the likes of Brian Epstein.
Oh, right, cool.
So we're casting that at the moment, and that's very exciting. That's a bit of a dream project. I think people, maybe obviously Beatles fans will know who he is, but people outside that won't necessarily know what an amazing person he was. He was this pioneer, he was an outsider for lots of different reasons, but he pulled them up from nothing and turned them into the Beatles, and that it was, yeah, it's a great story.
Yeah, that will be exceptionally exciting about Brian. He's got a very interesting life, very, very interesting, from how he started in the record shops in Liverpool, finding the Beatles, Scylla, that sort of thing, and then tragic way of dying as well. So that could be that is an amazing one. I look forward to that. Matt, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really, really appreciate it. Supersonic is available everywhere now. It's on at some cinemas, it's on video on demand, and it's on Blu-ray as well at the moment.
Bless you. Thanks so much.